Could you build a business that's better for our planet? That's what I have set out to answer. Hi, I'm Marco Pimentel, marketing expert and entrepreneur and host of the podcast, Someone Like You. I become fascinated in finding creative climate solutions in business, and on the podcast, I break down how founders and CEOs are building climate-friendly business solutions that are opportunities for growth while being better for the planet.
And I think from a standpoint of redundant travel, we say that being eco or green is doing no harm. Being sustainable is reaching net zero positive impact. But then when you go to regeneration, it's really the action of actively renewing and restoring an ecosystem or place.
The tourism industry contributes approximately 8% of total carbon emissions. This includes, of course, our flights, but also hotels, accommodations, getting to and from different places, and all the things that we do as we travel. Today's guest is Amanda Ho, co-founder of Regenerative Travel, a hospitality company that helps travelers, hotels, and the travel industry develop a regenerative mindset and foster positive change to create a more equitable future through education, advocacy, and collaboration. On her journey as a travel journalist, Amanda met her co-founder, David Leventhal, and together they embarked on a mission to disrupt the travel industry. I get to speak with Amanda on the regenerative models and principles regenerative travel stands by, how regenerative travel starts as a mindset, and the rigorous audit systems hotels have to go through to join regenerative travel. Regenerative travel is leading the way in creating an ecosystem of resorts and hotels that actively renew and restore, creating lasting impact on their local environment and community. I wanted to take a second to tell you about our Season 2 sponsor, Digital Scope. Did you know your website has a carbon footprint? Well, digital technology has a larger carbon footprint than the entire aviation industry, and it's only getting bigger. Digital power consumption is increasing by 9% every year. At this rate, our digital carbon footprint could be responsible for as much as 14% of global emissions by 2040. If you're a digital-first company, or really any company with a website, and want to understand the impact your website is having on the environment, Digital Scope can translate visitor data into carbon measurement, all with a simple one line of code added to your website. Check out digitalscope.com/someone like you. The first 100 people to sign up get free access for an entire year. Amanda, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
This is an exciting conversation. We're talking travel and the travel industry. You know, it's an industry that obviously a lot of people love. We do a lot of it. And I think that everybody, if we think about the future, I don't think there's probably a future where people say, I want to do less traveling. And so when we think about climate and climate solutions and climate resilience and what travel might look like into the future, this is an exciting conversation to talk about that. So where I wanted to begin was you and just kind of understanding, we'll get into regenerative travel, your business, but what was the correlation, or was there a correlation to thinking about sustainability, or were you in the travel industry and you thought about sustainability, or were you in a completely different industry? Just to understand where you were before you started thinking about regenerative travel.
Thank you so much for having me again. It's really a pleasure to be here. And I'm really looking forward to sharing more about my work and Redundant Travel, the company. So that's a great question. And I kind of fell into travel sideways. I've always had a love for travel. My parents are both from Hong Kong, but I was born in New York. So I spent much of my childhood going between New York and Hong Kong. My parents also have a love for traveling. So we always, took, family vacations growing up. So I really, I think started my love for travel from a very young age, but it wasn't until I started my first, my first company right out of university. I had a travel and lifestyle magazine in New York for about 6 years. Also functioned as a creative agency. I had the opportunity to start covering, different stories related to, hospitality in different hotels around the world. And started really seeing that there was a huge opportunity to really dive deeper into only telling stories of impact and covering properties that were independent, small, really doing incredible work around sustainability and regeneration, and realized that media really has a huge role to play in guiding people to these properties that are hard to find. So I really come at everything that we do from a very story-led, beautiful design, branding standpoint. And then along the way on my journey as a journalist, I ended up meeting my co-founder. His name is David Leventhal. He's the owner of Playa Viva in Mexico. And he, really was one of the, I believe, pioneers in terms of developing a true regenerative hotel and ecosystem. He hired Bill Reed, who's one of the principals behind Regenesis Group, which he also worked on developing the LEED certification. And, one of the quotes that Bill loves to say is, if you cover the world in LEED platinum buildings, you would still not have net positive impact. So that really is where this ethos and concept of regeneration comes into play. So I met David actually on my journey as a journalist covering his property, Playa Viva. And we ended up coming together to form this company, Regenerative Travel. And the mission from the very beginning was to help travelers find more properties that were like Playa Viva, so dedicated to small independent owners. And that's how the company was born.
And to kind of unpack a bit around what regenerative travel is, as in like what it means, and obviously we'll touch on the brand. There's obviously sustainability travel. When you think of, like, you go to a hotel and they say use less towels, so we use less water, you know, different soaps. You think about the maybe e-bikes that they have that they give out to people to use it. And then you think about aviation obviously being a huge issue because they burn a ton of fossil fuels to get to places. But I'd love to just kind of ask those questions around how bad is the travel industry when it comes to just general climate issues and sustainability? What's kind of the middle ground right now where hotels and properties are talking about sustainability, and then move into just understanding what regenerative travel is and kind of those main principles of it?
Of course, I think that's a great question. I'm not sure if you know this, but, tourism industry as a whole contributes to approximately 8% of total carbon emissions. So definitely is pretty significant. And I think from a standpoint of regenerative travel, we say that, being eco or green is doing no harm. Being sustainable is reaching net zero positive impact. But then when you go to regeneration, it's really, the action of actively renewing and restoring an ecosystem or place. So, I think sustainability and regeneration need to go hand in hand, because you have to have, the basic tenets of sustainability in order to achieve regeneration. I think you can't have one without the other. But I think regeneration as a concept and as a mission aims to go above and beyond sustainability, because just being sustainable is no longer enough. We actually have to actively try and reverse the damage that we've done to our planet and actually try to reverse climate change through regenerative models and regenerative principles. Also, changing these systems that are not actively, being productive in terms of actually actively regenerating, the community in place. So I think when it comes to regenerative travel, it really starts as a mindset. I think you have to be regenerative as a person and actually embody these values and principles of how you want to interact with the world, how you want to be a traveler, as a hotel, how you want to have a business. Is it to make money, make a profit, or is it to actually create a hospitality business that is, making a positive impact? So I think, from regeneration, it really starts within yourself. What we look for in all our owners is if the owners embody this regenerative mindset, and that is a commitment to being actively committed to always being better and improving. So I kind of, try to touch on a few different areas there, but let me know if I answered your question.
Yeah, it is. So when you were a journalist, you met David. His property kind of sparked an idea of what it means to have a regenerative accommodation and hotel. What was next? You said you kind of came together. What was the initial spark of the idea? What did you go to market with, and how did you get started?
The idea was to create this brand and a platform, a collection of hotels that represented the ethos of regeneration. So we started looking for more properties that were like David's. And we started to, started to attract the tribe of properties that really resonated with this ethos. And they didn't have a home or community yet to really come together to share ideas, share best practices and really learn from one another. So we started small with, I think just like 5-10 hotels. And then it started growing from there. We started with the website. We tried a number of different, business models since the beginning. We started on a commissions basis, like sending leads to properties when travelers inquired. We were also doing trip planning for a little bit in terms of like doing bespoke custom itineraries, but there were a number of challenges in terms of scale and the intensity of having to plan those trips. So we've really evolved over the years, but the core tenets of being a platform to help people find vetted, truly regenerative hotels and product has remained the same, I think, throughout our mission and what we hope to achieve with the company.
And regenerative travel in terms of what it means to consumers, is that a challenge? Because it's a new way of thinking, and it's a new term. So do you find that you have to do a lot of market education and market research and market kind of case studies to kind of share to the world what this is, like by highlighting these different accommodation options, what it means? Like how has that played a part in building your brand?
I think when we started in 2019, we were actually early. I remember, knocking on journalists' door, trying to get people to understand what regeneration was. And I think back then, I think even still sustainability was still, kind of not so much at the forefront of, the agenda in terms of being, a priority and, businesses, but also just the, the media narrative. But then, of course, the pandemic hit, and I think everything actually changed there. I think it really accelerated the need to really move towards this model. And I think that's when actually the concept of regeneration really took off, because I think it was a much more positive and aspirational goal to achieve this. There was a New York Times article that came out in August 2020. The headline was "Move Over, Sustainable Travel, Regenerative Travel Has Arrived." And this really set off, it was a catalyst, I think, for many eyeballs and I think industry awareness of the movement of what we were trying to accomplish. So I think really everything started from there. And over the last 3 years since the pandemic, it only has grown. And I think also in the consumers, I think this definitely has become more important and more of a, decision-making factor in terms of what people are looking for. Because I think also I think people's priorities have also changed. I think, luxury is no longer just, your 5-star hotel with amenities. It's being close to nature, having these really immersive experiences that are localized and very authentic to a destination that are more important than, staying in a 5-star traditional luxury hotel. So I think everything has really changed since the pandemic. I think it really was a great opportunity for people to really rethink and reset how they want to live their lives. So I think regeneration is, I think people that really resonate with our values, I think have started to gravitate more towards this ethos and mission.
And when we think about accommodation that is focused on regeneration, can you give us an example of those ethos and an example of a property that would kind of be, a shining image of what it means to focus on that?
Yeah, I can give a few examples. We look at regeneration from a standpoint of, I don't know if Drawdown, but, Paul Hawken, is a leading environmentalist, wrote Project Drawdown,
yep.
Climate Change Solutions. We have always talked about this in our work, but you look at, some of the leading solutions are, plant-rich diets, educating women and girls, supporting marine conservation and ecosystems, also reforestation. I can give a various examples of properties that are all contributing towards this work. One that comes to mind around marine conservation is Manta Resort in Tanzania. They've actually developed, a no-take zone about 1 kilometer in front of their property where they have prohibited all fishing. So essentially they have banned fishing in the area, also help patrol the area. And over the last, few years, they've really seen a resurgence in the fish stock that has come back around the property. So they've really actually also inspired other communities on the island, Pemba Island, to adopt this practice, then also help, regenerate the marine ecosystems that are around. It's educating women and girls. This is really giving more opportunities for women in areas where they don't have these economic opportunities to support their families. Egypt is one example. We have a hotel in South Sinai. It's a camp, one of the first eco lodges in Egypt, actually. They employ the local Bedouin women in the community to come every day to actually sell their crafts, but also actually cook bread and host this bread making class for the guests to actually experience their, everyday interactions with, how they cook their food. So there's, various examples around the world of, how hotels are implementing regenerative models to actually help sequester carbon and also contribute to reversing climate change.
And talking about business, the business model side of things, you talk about accommodation, consumers that are and customers that are potentially looking to travel and they want to be educated. I'm assuming there's probably, travel agents and groups that want to learn a little bit more. What's the business model today and what are you trying to build in terms of your kind of core customer base and where have you seen the growth and the opportunity?
Yeah, so I think that's appreciate that question. We've, tried a various number of business models over the years. As I mentioned before, we were focused on, developing leads for travelers to send to our hotels on working on commissions basis. But then we realized that with the commissions model, that there was no buy-in or loyalty from the hotels because they were just purely, kind of looking for marketing leads and, sales out of the membership. So we decided in 2021 to switch to a membership model where we started to charge the properties to become a member. So that is still true today. We still operate on a membership model where the properties pay a fee to be part of the membership. They, of course, also go through a vetting process where we vet them on a set of standards and also a self-assessment. And we also require the properties now to collect data. So we operate on this membership model, but we also now expanded the membership to include other stakeholders in the industry. So it's also welcoming travel agents, tour operators. We're now going to start working with DMCs and other small group trip providers. So essentially we're becoming a consortia or marketplace where every, type of travel provider has to go through our vetting process and be approved through a set of standards to be listed on our website. So we are really becoming this one-stop shop that is regenerativetravel.com where someone can come and discover and learn about all these different amazing experiences and hotels or trips that are all vetted for our, to meet the regenerative standard. So we're very excited about this because there's just been a growing interest from all stakeholders, not just hotels, to be part of this ecosystem. So we then also work with the community of providers to also help foster relationships so that in turn, we also encourage all the operators to work with one another. So we're really creating, this robust environment where, agents, hotels, everyone can also learn from one another, but also know that everyone that is vetted can, is also aligned in the mission. So it's definitely really exciting to see that come together. We're also going to be launching a verification program by end of the year, which will require all of our hotels to be verified through an in-person audit. So we'll start requiring this of our properties once every 3 years. So essentially someone will have to come on site, do a thorough inspection of the property, also verify that all the data is accurate that they've been submitting. So in this scheme, and program. We also want to help consumers know that all the properties are verified. We're not interested to call it a certification because I think certifying applies that it's more of like a one-stop checklist and then you're finished, but it's more of a verification where, you know, someone is coming to actually see that everything is accurate. But with the ethos of regeneration, we believe that everything always has to continually improve. So it's not just something that you just, you know, kind of get your certification, then you're finished. It's definitely an ongoing evolution of needing to always be better.
Every week on Someone Like You, we dive into stimulating conversations with founders, entrepreneurs, business owners, and the likes who are consciously and successfully creating sustainable business solutions for the long haul. Tune in every week for a new inspiring conversation on leading climate solutions. And if you're enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please subscribe on the platform of your choice and give us a rating and a review. And when it comes to standards and verification, how were those created and like what are the items and things that, you know, a hotel will need to do in order to be verified?
It's a great question. So we have a, you know, our application form asks the hotels to go through our criteria where they have to detail everything from, you know, who the owner is, like where the funds of the profit being reinvested, looking at their supply chain, looking at how the property was constructed, how they're educating their team and staff, what are they doing to support the local community, how are they looking at implementing environmental initiatives. So it's a very detailed application where we also ask, you know, who are underserved people in your community and how is the property you know, working to support these types of people. So definitely is, you know, kind of a reflection on your own, on the hotel's operation and how, and where areas of improvement. And then also on the data collection, we look at everything from zero waste. So this is like waste to landfill, you know, how much hazardous waste is recycled. We look at water extraction, water consumption, water waste. We look at, you know, energy, you know, how much diesel they're using, how much renewable energy they're generating. We look at, you know, the local supply chain. For example, how many female-owned suppliers, indigenous-owned suppliers, food waste recycled, food waste to landfill. There's a lot more in terms of like, you know, what is, how you define locally sourced suppliers, how many employees are in permanent contract, how many temporary employees. So there's actually over 100 data points. I won't list them all, but we tried to create a comprehensive set of data points that can be standardized across all types of hotels. So your 5-bedroom camp in Tanzania to our urban hotel in DC, we tried to create a, you know, holistic set of data points that can look at what regeneration means across environmental and social impact. We you know, realize that every destination is different and very contextualized to the challenges and opportunities that a destination has to be more regenerative. But of course, with data, we've just tried to create one set of metrics that can try to encapsulate all those different areas.
And is it similar? So we just went through finalizing and submitting our B Corp application, and there's a whole host of criteria to go through the application, and essentially it's kind of almost like a point system. So, you know, you don't have to get, let's just say, 100% of the points in order to be B Corp certified. It's a very similar scenario where you got to hit a certain amount, but the goal and the idea is that you're continually improving. And then I think it's every 3 years you have to reprove as well. Is that the case here where, you know, a lot of these data points, I'm sure some properties are going to do really well with, and then others they're not. So in order to be verified, is there kind of like a cutoff point system that you've created?
So with the hotels, definitely is, with the data collection, we're trying to encourage an ongoing improvement. So I think you can't, you know, you really can't understand what you're achieving unless you measure it. So definitely is something that we're trying to just at least create a baseline for the properties to continually improve upon. And then with the agents, We also have an application process that's based on a 30-point system, similar to B Corp, where you also collect points. So it's a 30-point system where we go through, are they communicating regenerative values to their clients? How are they sourcing their suppliers? What criteria do they use for their suppliers? Also looking at which hotels they booked recently. Do they have a code of guidelines or ethics for their guests? Are they measuring carbon footprint? So it's kind of takes you through different areas of impact, and we just try to also then encourage continual improvement. So again, with the ethos of regeneration, it's definitely not about just, you know, a static kind of one and done checklist, but really trying to encourage an ongoing evolution of the business.
And when it comes to the hotels and the properties, some of the properties that you have on your site, they're absolutely gorgeous. They're very boutique, they're nature. How does this potentially apply to, you know, a 300 person hotel and being able to move towards that? Like, is that an opportunity that is in front of you? Like, are these big hotels asking, how can potentially we move towards that? Or is that just at the core of it, you know, those type of establishments and hotels just can't be regenerative?
I think that's a great question, because I think that definitely is a misconception. You know, I think that there is a lot that, for example, a city hotel can do. We actually just signed our first property in New York, the White Hotel, that's in Brooklyn, New York. As a Regenerative Travel member, we also have Eaton DC, which has been a member for over a year, and they also are urban property. I think there's a lot urban hotel can do. It definitely isn't just these tropical destinations. And then when it comes to urban properties, it really comes more about community impact. So with the Wife, you know, they're very dedicated to supporting diversity and inclusion. They're also supporting various initiatives around the city, like Billion Oyster Project, where they reuse discarded shells from oysters and clams and scallops in the restaurant, and they send actually almost 10,000 shells a week to Billion Oyster Project. So they're really trying to support that through their sustainable sourcing and composting. So they're really looking at supply chain management and reducing food loss along the production and supply chain. So there definitely is also Eaton DC similarly also has a huge emphasis on diversity and inclusion, really being a social advocacy hotel that really plays an integral role in the community by providing community spaces for these advocacy groups. So I think there's a lot that you can do within the community from an urban standpoint. Maybe there's more limitations on operational like infrastructure changes, like moving to renewable energy, limitations of the city. But again, we recognize that, you know, as long as you're committed to doing what you can within your parameters, I think you shouldn't be judged or, you know, say that's not good enough. Because I think what we find from the owners is that, you know, I think there always is that intention to always be better and also find new solutions to overcome those challenges.
I think there's been a lot of amazing studies around companies and businesses that are doing some of the hard things, like you had just mentioned a couple of examples. And what they're also seeing is that companies that are focusing on regenerative or sustainability or climate focused solutions is that they're growing exponentially much faster than their peer set. And I think that's the one thing that will be interesting to follow the hotels that work with you is how are they seeing, you know, the business side. And I think once that catches on, then you will probably see the even larger and the larger hotels and in urban centers look to these type of solutions because it's working, and these are the things that their consumers are going to want to see above and beyond. And so what has kind of, you know, when you think about the market, what's worked from the marketing side? Where have the initial traction worked for you? And, you know, are you seeing a lot of, you know, draw and kind of pull towards, you know, regeneration and regenerative travel?
On the consumer side, I think people are definitely, you know, hungry for more information and understanding of what this really means in the space. So I think we've actually been able to answer that call for more sophisticated storytelling. And more content that is focused on providing practical solutions. It's interesting. We launched our membership, our travel membership, almost a year ago, and we started doing like surveys of the members and what everyone wanted out of the membership, because we have an aspect where you can book travel and get $99 back in credit and exclusives off of every hotel that we work with in the collection. And we also have kind of a content platform where there's a content lock and then also access to webinars and events and also access to our community. And pretty much everyone that has joined the membership is not looking for travel. They're looking for access to like-minded peer group of values aligned people that are in the space and the industry, also just working towards these models, and also education. So we've started developing a lot more content and resources around how businesses can adopt these practices. And also we're all now in development of our first educational online self-guided e-course. So this will take students or members that participate through a self-guided educational experience where they will have lessons, and then also we'll have kind of not in person, but like virtual meetups where we'll have a practitioner or expert lead a few sessions. So there also is that other opportunity for people to connect and network. So we're really seeing that is really what people are looking for, is, you know, I think people that are in this space and trying to be more conscious and be more regenerative in their day-to-day and their work are really looking for more of that community to support them. So we've really been able to foster that through the brand and through the, like, what we've been able to build.
And you own the brand regenerativetravel.com, and it definitely seems that you're heading into the direction that you're going to be kind of this overarching body for the industry when it comes to regenerative travel verification, when it comes to understanding the learnings and the education of what is regenerative travel. When you think about the future, how did you fund the business initially, and how do you think to fund the business moving forward? Because obviously this is going to be, there's going to be growth in this industry. There's going to move probably fairly fast. How do you fund that and initially, and how do you do that in the future?
So we were funded by like our initial funding was through like our co-founder, like, so we're kind of self-funded in terms of our seed investment. We are now looking to fundraise again, now that we've really had some, you know, really great market traction, and also we have, you know, a lot of data to also support the, I think, the growth of this movement, and I think how we've really been able to encapsulate this leadership position in the market. So we're really excited about the next phase of the company. And we really are going to lean into this membership model for the consortia marketplace, moving towards this gatekeeping of this regenerative standard and letting in all suppliers, hotels, and product to come into the ecosystem. And then also we'll have, of course, the educational component, which will also help, you know, more stakeholders, including travelers, which is our B2C offering through the education, be a supporting revenue stream. We also do events. We're launching our in flagship Regenerative Travel Summit in September this year, which will be hopefully an ongoing event every year in New York. So definitely is a, you know, a wonderful opportunity for us to really stake our claim to really be guiding the narrative of what we hope to see out of the industry moving forward.
So with goals to close a funding round, obviously once you're successful at doing that, looking forward in the next kind of 3 to 5 years, what's next? Where do you want to take regenerative travel in terms of, I guess, either the marketplace and your business?
I really would love to see, you know, regenerative travel be in every destination. So I think, you know, not just exclusive luxury properties. I really would like it to be more accessible to all types of travelers. I would love to have a hotel in every city, every destination. So everywhere you go, there is an option for you at every price point. So I really hope to see also some of the giants, you know, the bigger chains and brands also start to move towards these models in a truly regenerative way, not just greenwashing. So I'm hoping that, you know, all the operators that are doing the incredible independent work will be able to inspire more and more people to really be aligned on this path.
I love talking to entrepreneurs like yourself, especially, you know, this group of entrepreneurs that are working in this climate space. It's incredibly inspiring. And when I think about, I know this is a children's book, but you know, we think about The Lorax by Dr. Seuss. It's just this, a lot of people say that 50 years ago, he kind of said climate change is coming. And really what it is, it's just over exploitation of our natural resources and everything that we do, and just to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And with regenerative travel, you're really trying to take it back to where those roots are. And a lot of entrepreneurs ask me, and they're always kind of curious, and maybe they're in the tech space or maybe they're elsewhere, you know, what's it like to get involved in the climate space, and what kind of advice would you give them?
I think it just start with one thing at a time. I think with the journey of travel, you know, it's such a big vision, you know, it definitely can be, I think in the beginning, especially overwhelming to kind of tackle the whole industry to move towards these models. But, you know, we started with hotels and really started to understand what we could do to help properties. And now, you know, as we've really put our work out there, we've started to see, you know, the right people start gravitating towards us and, you know, tell us, you know, we've been looking for you all this time. We really have found, you know, a home with, you know, what your work and what we've created. So I think it's also just do the work, and I think stick by your values, and then I think the right people will come. So I think also just standing by our values has been the most important thing, and sometimes the hardest when, you know, there's big budgets and brands that want to align, but it would be a compromise. I think the most important thing is to really keep that integrity. So I would say, you know, one step at a time and never compromise on your values.
Yeah, very, very well said. Where can listeners find you online?
Regenerativetravel.com.
Amanda, I appreciate you joining us today. I'm very excited to kind of follow the journey of what you're building to start becoming, you know, kind of the standard body for people. And you know, if you think about and you look into what regenerativetravel.com does and the education and what their ethos are, I think these are just things that people are going to really want, and they're going to enjoy these properties a lot more. So I can't see nothing but growth in this area as people kind of put up their standards as well. So, you know, congratulations to you and your team for everything that you've built so far, and we'll be watching and cheering you on. So thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time today.
This podcast is co-produced with The Brand is Female. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Someone Like You. And if you did, please share this. We're a new podcast, and I would love it if you could share it with a family member, friend, colleague, work colleague, share it on Slack, whoever you do, just share and spread the message of these incredible brands. Please also support these type of companies. They're doing the hard thing, and the hard thing often takes a lot of people to get on board. And don't forget, please subscribe on the platform of your choice and give us a rating and review. I'm Marco Pimentel. Thank you for joining us today. For more information on Someone Like You, you can find us on Instagram at Someone Like You Podcast, with all the links to the podcast, our website, and more information about the brands that we feature. Thank you again.